Ryan Schmelz joins us now. He's our Fox correspondent in D.C. Ryan, welcome in. I would imagine you'll be in chambers tonight for the State of the Union address.
Yeah, it's going to be a busy night, but an exciting night here in D.C. My first State of the Union, and I'll be up in the gallery watching and listening.
So you're going to be the guy that I'll hear tonight when I watch it going, boo! Can you do that for us?
No, I cannot. That would get me into a lot of trouble.
Not only would they
kind of like my job, but I want to keep it.
Not only would they remove you immediately, I would imagine your boss would have something to say about that.
They throw me out of the chamber, and then they take me back to Fox News just so my boss could throw me out of there.
Oh, great, great. All right, well, we'll talk more about that in just a second. I do want to talk about what's coming down the pike tomorrow, besides recapping tonight's fiasco. The Hunter Biden investigation and hearings, I guess, get underway. And I was looking at something earlier. It is just amazing, this report that's come out from Media Research Center on how much ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, CNN, all of them have basically just been ignoring that Washington Post report about Hunter Biden's legal problems, you know. And now this whole thing where Hunter Biden's attorneys apparently, you know, got him to admit that, yeah, that's, and then they walk it back. Oh, no, that's not what we meant. Unless you're listening to this show or Fox, you're not going to hear a lot about the Hunter Biden situation, what's going on in these hearings tomorrow. Do you imagine, are they going to cover it on ABC and NBC and CBS? I mean, it's a hearing, you know, in Washington about this. Will they be forced to finally give it some coverage?
It's going to be a good question because, well, in kind of the legal situation that's kind of popped up leading up to this investigation has kind of made this even more interesting than it already was, because you have Hunter Biden's legal team kind of hitting back finally at this point, kind of demanding an investigation and wanting investigations against Rudy Giuliani, Steve Bannon, as well as John Mac Isaac, who is the owner of the the repair shop that he allegedly dropped the laptop mm-hmm. off at. And after that filing was made, you had Republican members of Congress coming out and saying, well, at least he finally admitted that, you know, that laptop belonged to him, because there was no admission of that before then. So you have a lot of different aspects like that, where you have Hunter Biden's legal team firing back now, but then you have Republicans in control of the House and now kind of taking action against Twitter and kind of bringing these right. Twitter executives, or former Twitter executives, I should say, now in to testify. So I think there's going to be a big audience that's going to want to hear what they have to say. And if, in fact, they did anything to kind of silence this New York Post article that initially reported on the laptop.
It was, I mean, unbelievable how Twitter and Facebook, both unprecedented display of coordination on the blocking of this. Post report and the bombshell report that came out, they basically censored the entire thing to keep it off of there. It's like the Bidens are off limits. Don't be going down this path. So do you anticipate the former employees of Twitter bringing some real testimony, since they don't work there anymore?
That's hard to know. You know, I believe this is the first time we've really heard from them. Some of them are general counsel, so they have legal backgrounds. Then you also have, you know, the former global head of trust and safety at Twitter, and the former legal officer. So these are, you know, people with legal backgrounds who kind of understand the legal process. So, you know, it's going to be hard to know if they'll give lawyer answers or if they'll maybe, you know, release any bombshells that may be important or that they've been kind of sitting on until now to release in front of the committee. But, you know, this kind of, I believe, came up relatively quick. You know, the Republicans took back the House, then kind of laid out a list of agenda items, and investigating the Biden family was kind of one of them. This is kind of one of the first steps you're seeing in terms of dealing with them, and that's to kind of go after the social media companies and bring them before to testify.
There are two lanes of problems for the Bidens in all of this. Hunter and Joe, of course, could obviously be looking at a horrific political nightmare for the family. But on the other hand, there could be potential legal problems for these guys. I mean, James Comer, who's the Republican from Kentucky and the oversight chair on this whole thing, he says, we're going to start with that hard drive because there's a lot of evidence on the hard drive that suggests that Joe Biden knew very well what his family was up to and what Hunter Biden was up to. Will we get to the root of that, do you believe, in these hearings?
Well, maybe not this one tomorrow specifically, because this one's mainly going to be focused on social media companies and most notably right. Twitter, considering the fact that they're going to be testifying tomorrow. But, you know, down the road, I think we kind of have to wait and see how the hearing schedule shapes up and what, in fact, they kind of book from the Oversight Committee. Because, you know, you can't really rule out anything at this point. But I think that's just kind of one of those things we have to wait and see at this point.
Do you anticipate these hearings, being on a schedule where we'll know there's going to be 2 weeks of it, or is it kind of fluid and we'll just play it by ear and see what we need to do as far as what the House is thinking?
I believe this one is, I can't see if it has the part one involved. But yeah, it has a part one. So I would expect there to be a follow-up hearing at some point. They kind of did that with the border crisis where they had a part one hearing for the Judiciary Committee. So expect this just to be the first of what could be either two or maybe a few Oversight Committee hearings from Comer.
No matter what happens, though, this is really going nowhere as far as accountability, though, and in consequences, because, well, if it comes out of the House that they need to take action, then it's got to go to the Senate and it's DOA, right?
That's correct. Though I think if there's any, major bombshell information that could pose a legal problem that gets revealed, I mean, the Department of Justice could always take action and ultimately put in a situation where you have a special counsel or merit, to recuse any type of conflict of interest in that case, kind of how, the Justice Department's dealing with the document situation right now. So that would be what would probably have to happen if they find anything illegal. But that's all, up in the air if that even happens in the first place.
Yeah. I mean, at some point, the DOJ might even be forced to have to do something. But I would imagine they're probably going to try and avoid it as much as possible. This political family known as the Bidens seem to have Teflon around them, just like the Clintons. All right, buddy. Thank you. Enjoy tonight. And we'll check in with you tomorrow.